Well, Easter must be coming sometime soon, I reckon. It feels early, but there's so many fantastic, fantastic musicians gracing our shores at the moment. It just feels like Blues Fest or Port Fairy Folk Festival or any number of other festivals are on the way. And I think I might be right in saying that. Acclaimed Irish folk singer Mary Black is in Australia at the moment. This is, she tells us, her final international tour after a career that has spanned 5 decades. She's won. I don't think it's 5 decades. I think, is it 5 decades?
No.
3 decades.
I started singing very young, but 5 is a bit, yeah.
Mary has won countless music accolades in Ireland. She's shared the stage with the likes of Emmylou Harris, Joan Baez, Van Morrison. And you know what? Her voice is considered so pure that it has actually been used as a benchmark to test hi-fis or sound systems. I love that fact. It's a great joy to welcome Mary Black to the Breakfast Studio. Mary, hello. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Thank you.
And this is really your final, this is your farewell
tour?
Yeah,
it's what I'm calling my last call tour. Yeah, I suppose I've just reached a stage in my life where I'm kind of thinking in terms of time and how precious that is. And, you know, I'm not going to give up singing. I'll continue to sing in Ireland. And maybe do an occasional one-off thing here or there. But generally speaking, I'm trying to cut back on a bit of work. So I have time for other things in my life. I do have a life as well as music.
It must be tiring too, or the touring. Though if you look around, everyone just keeps touring more and more as the record sales thing has changed.
Well, that's very
true. The money is in the touring, isn't
it? Yeah, that's very true. And you know, the record industry is in a bit of trouble, all right. You know, and that's where people make their money. But, you know, I'll be happy to sing. I'll continue to sing in Ireland. And sure, maybe your listeners, if they were really interested in hearing me, they'd take a little trip over there. I've been coming here for since the late 80s, I think it was. And so, you know, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Australians listening who probably will be making trips to Ireland sometime in the near future. I think there's a lot of to and fro from Australia to Ireland.
Yeah, much more. It's getting a little easier all the time, although it is a fairly grueling trip.
It is, but we're used to that.
Yes.
You guys aren't, but we are.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've got a particular fan base in Australia or affinity with the crowds here?
Oh, very much so. You know, because I came in 1989 with the Guinness Festival Tour, which always happened around St. Patrick's Day. And that's how I kind of, you know, started in Australia. But I've been coming regularly, really. I'd say I've been here a dozen times touring. And I've built up a good fan base and great friends. And, you know, they're very loyal. And, of course, there's so many Irish in Australia as well. So,
Kelly is my name.
Kelly. Ah, yes, that's right.
So, Mary, you are here for the Port Fairy Folk Festival, of course, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, that's in Melbourne. We're there in Melbourne on St. Patrick's Day and the Forum, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, we're all over. We're in Adelaide and Brisbane. We're doing the Blue Mountains Festival. We're in Sydney tonight.
You're in Sydney tonight. We'll put all these dates on our website. You, I love this fact. This factoid, let's call it, that your voice has been considered so pure it's been used as a benchmark to test how good a sound system was. Tell me about that. Did that really happen?
That's a bit embarrassing, really, you know, and it won't be sounding like that this morning, I'm telling you. But, it was. That is a fact. And there was a hi-fi magazine that it's for really sort of purist sound people. But I think it was as much about the recording of my voice as well as the voice. So I don't take
full
credit.
Modest, Mary. you come from a musical family and you've bred a musical family. So your father was a musician. It's been part of your life. I think that's Ireland, really.
Yeah.
Your daughter, and I can never say these Irish names. How do I say it?
Roisin.
Roisin.
Yeah.
Roisin is a singer-songwriter, and she's accompanying you on this tour?
She's opening the shows, and she's going to join me at the end of each show too, which is lovely to have her on board. She has her own album. She's in the process of recording another one, and then my son has been touring here in Australia as well, Danny. He's in a band called The Coronas, so they have been to Australia 3 or 4 times now.
Are you all getting together while you're here, Mary, Danny and Roisin?
No.
All doing a gig?
No, he's not here. He was here in November. He's off doing other things now.
It's a bit like the McGarrigles, isn't it? Okay, well, look, I know enough of us talking.
Yeah.
I think people love to hear you sing. Your voice is so beautiful. What are you going to sing for us today?
Well, it's difficult to pick one song, but I thought that was a very important song to me in my career. And it's a song written by a great Irish songwriter called Jimmy McCarthy. And the song is called No Frontiers. If life is a river and your heart is a boat, just like a water baby, baby, born to float. And if life is a wild
that blows away on high. Then your heart is a million dying to fly.
Black, I can hear people tuning their hi-fis all over the country. What is it about Irish women and their voices? That was absolutely beautiful. Mary Black, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. Enjoy this farewell tour. I'm sure there's plenty other places in the world you're going, but
yes,
thank you for everything, coming to visit us so many times down under, and you have a great time here.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Fran.
Mary Black, accompanied by Pat Crowley on the piano, accordion, and Bill Shanley on guitar, and playing at Sydney's Enmore Theatre tonight. Her tour heads on to Brisbane, Adelaide, Melbourne. If you're lucky enough to be at the Port Ferry Folk Festival, they'll be there too. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 25 past 8.